Maybe that should be the name of the show. Fuck, let's get rid of Comic Cons. Let's just call it. Do you remember?
Do you remember? You remember? Remember that time? Remember that time when like there were like Thundercats, and they had to like fight like Mumra. Remember that?
Remember
Remember
that.
berries?
And gummy bears.
You remember Sarah Connor Chronicles? Anybody? No.
Anybody remember Daenerys Stormborn? Right on the nipple.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends, the party you party, you know what I'm saying.
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
The nipple, and welcome to Comic Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us who are the motherfucking rest of us. My name is Nick Stevens. I am your host, but in a way, aren't we all looking at some cleavage? joining me on the ZWN Box 250 is my co-host with the most, the Motomoto, James Powell, with all his glory. And this is good too, because this is going to be going on YouTube. So the more visuals, the better. The more visuals, the better. So this is good. This is fan fucking tastic. We hope you guys are out there being safe in podcast land.
Having safe sex.
Practicing safe sex at all times.
We need to know. Are the consies getting average sex? You know,
right.
are you getting your daily dose?
Are you getting
your weekly dose for those married guys?
Right. Are you guys behaving? Are you well behaved? Are you misbehaving?
Are you cheating on your wife? Whichever. Let us know.
As long as you're safe, right? That's the thing. That's the thing that should ring clear. Don't worry about morality. Just make sure that you guys are being safe.
Any consies out there committing infidelity, write us. Let us know. Give us the story.
Let us know. Sing it to the rooftop. Sing it from the rooftop. It
doesn't always have to be about Batman 89 over here. It could be about your escapade.
Hell no. I mean, after all, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
No.
Exactly. That's why we're here. And you might be wondering what we're actually talking about tonight, Mr. Powell.
I do. I have no fucking clue.
You just jumped on. How do you feel? I feel like Bane right now. I just want to put my hand like right there on your shoulder. Like, how do you feel? How does this make you feel? You just come on the call. You don't know what we're going to do.
You feel in charge?
Do you feel in charge? You know?
Yeah.
You join me on this thing that we do. Mm-hmm. This thing that we do, and we're doing it so well. Doing it and doing it and doing it. Doing it so well. I can't stop staring at the cleavage. Mm-hmm. He's got a picture of Daenerys, okay, folks? As his background.
I know how weathermen feel now.
For all you audio listeners.
There's a snowstorm coming.
For all you audio listeners, I just said, as opposed to visual listeners.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you folks that are exclusively listening to this podcast without watching the YouTube ones that we throw up from time to time, the visual is Daenerys with a AI-enhanced rack in a...
Who says it's AI?
I say.
Who says it's AI?
Because I've seen the real ones.
Who told you that?
The real ones. The real ones told me. Because didn't she get naked in that? She did get naked in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
but then I thought they digitally did some stuff there too.
Oh no! When he took her in that hut the first time, she got naked.
But when the fire around the eggs, I think that was the digital one.
Because
I think by that point she was like, I don't want to keep taking. You know, they get to a certain point. They being actresses, And they get to a certain point where they don't want to have
women,
to take off.
They being women.
Yes, sure. The fair sex, okay? They get to a point where they don't want to take off the clothes anymore. You know? You start getting some extra zeros on your check and you don't want to drop the clothes. Why?
You don't
want to
drop the clothes.
And yet in some professions, the more money you make, the more they take.
And that's called porn.
Mm. I was going to say a progressive tax rate, but sure.
All right.
Let's bring in the new year, right? Okay.
Well, who got naked more on Game of Thrones? Like you said, that's right. She did start wanting to digitize her nakedness, but somebody else kept getting naked though. The Red Witch, she kept getting naked.
Well, let's talk about my girl here, right behind me. Where is she? There she is.
Oh yeah.
You know, she got naked quite a few times.
Did Cersei really get naked though?
She got naked. Come on, she got railed. Tits were flopping, flailing.
I know she had a lot of sex scenes, but I can only recall like maybe here and there where she really showed.
I guess I meant like consistently, without any digital mumbo jumbo. You know what I'm saying? Without any like, hey, no matter how much money I'm making on this show. I mean, Emilia Clarke was probably probably negotiated a higher salary at some point.
Right, she was the star.
Right.
She was the star.
Did Momoa, Aquaman himself, get naked a couple of times? I believe he did.
Aquaman didn't get naked. We never saw that package.
We never saw.
I wanted
ass.
To see that package.
We saw the ass though.
We saw the ass, but I wanted to see the package.
You wanted to see the cock.
The one that Jason Statham, you know, carries around.
I wanted to see the package. The package is a Gene Hackman and Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Never look at the package.
Who hurt you, young man? Who hurt you?
Mm-hmm. Momoa or Jon Snow. You never saw Jon Snow.
Jon Snow definitely didn't. No, you never
saw it. Dinklage never showed it.
No, Dinklage never dropped his berries.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Really, there wasn't a lot of schlong. Not even the winter snowman king himself, that zombified son of a bitch from the ice. No. He didn't even show his ass.
No.
Why couldn't they have had one guy on Game of Thrones say, that zombified son of a bitch from the ice?
Come on, that would have been nice if they had dropped the Z word in Game of Thrones.
That zombified son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you have to introduce Rick Grimes at that point.
There you go.
Speaking of which.
Let's talk about it. He's coming back.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch it. That trailer looked good.
It sucked me in.
And I'm not going to go back and watch like the spinoffs and shit. I'm just going to jump in it from where I left off.
Are you going to jump back in the whole series to catch up to season 6 again and maybe do like a whole like redo, a rewatch of it before you watch this new one or no?
I've seen in comments that people said that it would be best to watch all the spinoffs before this show.
All the spinoffs? Do we really have to? What is this even called? It's like Walking Dead, the ones who live.
Right.
Yawn.
But I think you would have to watch the Negan one, and you would have to watch Daryl's spinoff as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's funny because if we were professionals and we had a producer, they'd probably throw up a picture of Walking Dead, but instead I'm just looking at
right. They would have the trailer actually rolling by now with the voiceover. You know?
Right, but we're not gonna do that. We just have
no. Still waiting for that production, you know, from Tubi, you know. I feel like we can get on Tubi, Pluto TV, wherever they do free TV.
Yeah. If we ever get to that pinnacle of success, that point, that zenith, it's probably gonna be on Tubi. That'll be our highest accomplishment would be.
I mean, let's not stand on ceremony here. I mean, we could land HBO Max deal right now. I'll take that shit.
See, I'm just settling. I feel like if we got an original Tubi show, I'd be happy with that. You know?
You'll be happy with that? Fuck that.
I'd be happy with that.
I would like to have a weekly Saturday night show on HBO Max.
But think about this. Think about how poetic it would be for us to end up on Tubi side by side with some of those fucking horrific movies that we reviewed about a year or so ago.
And we get to review them.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying. It would be very poetic. And
it would be poetic and dangerous at the same time because those folks would come in, you know, and kill us because of what we're going to do to their film.
Well, I also do believe that maybe some of the would-be... those straight to Tubi movies where it's like about you've seen the ones. Sometimes I get the feeling those people are very real, if you catch my drift.
They are real.
Like, it's prostitutes playing prostitutes. It's murderers playing murderers. Like, some
it's porn stars on there really trying to act.
And what's I know
a porn star when I see one.
What is wrong with that? And you think they used that rack from somebody else and just photoshopped that bitch? Can we talk about that some more? Can we just
you like that?
It's fucking me up. That's right, kamikanzes. This Joker here is not on the reg, so you can tell. Just one set of cleavage and it's fucking me.
Because that's perfect cleavage right there, buddy.
I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
Those are C cups. And prime C cups.
It looks convincingly real. Like, I'm one.
This AI shit is going to be the end of humanity. Let me tell you that right now. You have the perfect background up, because that's how we're going to be fucking looking.
Yeah.
If they're making women like this with this AI generated shit.
I can't believe you never gave
God
that.
God help us all.
I can't believe you never gave that Sarah Connor Chronicles a chance.
Never.
You started it, but you just never.
No matter how many times Hulu wants to put that on my recommended list,
you just never fucked with it.
I'll never play it.
I'll never.
Is it canon?
Sure, it's canon.
It is canon.
It's canon.
It's not canon.
It's canon. It's like in between Rise of the Machines and After Judgment Day. It's canon.
Don't need it.
Or maybe it's its own thing. Who knows?
Never did.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to watch Rick Grimes hang out with Michonne. They'll mm-hmm. rekindle their flame.
Mm-hmm.
Is this burning an eternal flame? Sorry. That was just for you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Got to break it out of you now and then. Sometimes you got to knock the cobwebs and the dust off the vocal cords and just belt out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Can I tell a little a story?
What are you? What are you? Not your pronoun, but what are you? Are you a baritone? Or
I'm traditionally a baritone, but I can do tenor.
You can do a tenor.
Yes, I can do a tenor.
Hmm.
Is that right? Is that right above baritone? Or no?
I think so. No.
Or soprano. I might be soprano. I might be in between baritone and soprano, if that's right. For all you musical geeks out there,
I thought it was tenor. I thought soprano was the high one.
No, I'm never going to forgive myself. You know, baritone, tenor.
You don't know by now, folks.
The voice type.
I'm a bass.
Baritone is middle range. You're definitely bass.
I'm a bass.
You'd probably be baritone. I'm probably a baritone cannot be a tenor, so I lied. Baritones and tenors are two distinct vocal classifications based on the range, but you can be a high baritone. This is according to the machines that we were just referencing.
Okay.
Baritones typically have a lower vocal range than tenors, and their voices have a different timbre or quality.
Hmm.
How you like that voice?
It's almost like how this Amelia would sound.
Hmm. Hi.
Would that bother you? Would that bother you if she talked like
that? Fuck, if that body came in? Fuck no. She was like, do you want to squeeze these ditties? You can squeeze these titties. Oh, yes. Make me come. Like, it wouldn't matter. Or you could just put it on silent mode and just go, mm-hmm.
She has the chatterbait voice.
Yes. This game will make you come in 20 seconds. Why keep masturbating when you can?
You know it by heart. You know it by heart.
It's not my fault that chatterbait comes up when you're just trying to surf the hub.
Like, it's
engraved in my memory. Not that I watch a lot of porn.
You know it better. You know it better than me. I only know the J.G. Wentworth song.
Look. How does that go again?
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call 1-800-SETTLEMENT. Cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash
now.
If J.G. Wentworth would like to sponsor Comic Con's podcast.
Speaking of personal injury lawyers, I watched that Burial movie with Jamie Foxx. It was a good little flick. I don't know if you know, he played like a real character that was a successful
that
personal injury lawyer.
That is with
Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. Good little movie.
Okay.
And our girl from Lovecraft, too. Smollett.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know why I had to stutter on that one. Again, I think it's the cleavage fucking me up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could put her face on this right here. I think it'll work good, too.
Fuck yeah, dude. Just maybe drop the tint down a little bit.
Just put this on any flat-chested piece of...
piece of shit.
I wasn't going to do that.
I think I'm starting to come out a little bit more because I was PG the last show.
I know. You were very PG. So, you kept it Disney. Yeah.
I know. I'm just... I can't help it.
We need Netflix-y.
Netflix is kind of...
But you said you had a story to share.
Oh, yeah. This is circa 2001. Short, not too long after 9/11.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm chuckling.
What a way to start.
And I don't know why this came to mind, but there was a homeless man in the park outside of the dorms when I was in college, and friendly enough guy.
He said, sir, can you help me?
He had a voice. I mean, he could sing. You know, heavy set guy. He just had a voice. I guess he'd probably be a baritone too. But he had that like Motown sound with a little bit of that rasp, a little bit of the edge to it, you know.
He was a white guy?
Black guy.
Okay.
And around the time, I feel like you're trying to set me up there. Around the time.
Why couldn't a white guy have a Motown sound?
Well, very rare. And around the time, give me the breed, boys, the free my soul. Thank you, Bolton. Who's the other guy with the beard? Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald. Yeah.
Would you throw that in the Motown influence?
Him and Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, get out of town. I just got a Kenny Loggins record.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wife saw some records and picked a few out for me. And Kenny Loggins.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
I got a little record player in my office, so sometimes when I'm working on my great American novel, I play some music and we get to it. Mm. But anyway, so he's out in Monroe Park in Richmond, Virginia, you know, and he's singing his songs like he always does. And then he takes a beat. And now, mind you, it's one thing to be a homeless person. It's another entirely to be a gifted homeless person and to sing songs and maybe you throw them some change. And you always feel a little validated giving a homeless person some money when they're actually like singing a song or doing a thing or doing a shtick. You know what I mean? Because you're like, oh, man, you're like earning your craft. You're like, you're busking. You know what I'm saying? He starts breaking into this song and he goes, Osama bin Laden going down. Osama bin Laden going down. And it was... I'm not doing it remotely any justice, but he had this spit to it, this spunk to it. Osama bin Laden going down. It was so fucking good.
Mm.
And he asked me straight up. He was singing. I gave him like a buck or two or whatever. And he looked me straight in the eyes. And he had the kind of eyes you'd see like in Omega Man, you know, like the white eyes, you know. But he wasn't blind, but he had like this cream over his eyes, you know. I don't know if it was like post-cataracts or mutation or something. Maybe the ooze spilt in them. He looked me right in the eyes. He goes, how are we going to live? And I just looked. I didn't know how to respond. I just like, I'm going to live. And he laughed. He said, you're going to live, huh? And he cackled and he walked off into the sunset. Never saw him again until years later when he was working at the grocery store. Picked himself up from his bootstraps and had a job at the grocery store.
Mm.
And didn't smell of booze and piss.
Mm.
So the moral of the story is, kids, just sing a song that's topical. Don't try to do any originals, you know, but try to do something that's topical or do an original that's topical. And that's your break. That's your big break. Not really quite sure why I thought of that anecdote. I think it had something to do with the singing and the dancing, breaking out into song. But yeah, some nice, a nice little folksy tale about a, you know, song and dance man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if he's still alive today. I hope he is. I hope he's still working. I hope he's clean and sober. Yeah, that's it. And that's the show.
Hmm.
You got nothing?
Huh? No, I don't have anything on that.
Oh, there's
nothing to go off of that. You didn't give me too
think,
much.
Do you think we could have heard Osama bin Laden going down in the days of post 9/11 and it could have been successful if we had the same kind of viral marketing that we have now?
I mean, I'm sure if he had TikTok at that point, he would have had the same kind of success as the Ocean Spray guy did with that Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Or the guy, who's the guy that they just found and he had this great voice and it was a big news story. He had a great speaking voice too.
Hmm.
Got a job as an announcer on TV or on the radio, but then he went back out into the wind.
Really?
And again, yeah, it was an old news story. Maybe somebody can email us in and because that's what we're talking about tonight, you know. Homeless heroes. Homestruck mm-hmm. heroes.
Oh, okay. I guess the homeless guy, only homeless guy that comes to mind for me is Kai the axe guy.
Oh, the guy that fucking murdered that person with an axe. And when they interviewed him beforehand, he seemed like a harmless little hippie guy.
But I think he was harmless.
I think he just got put in a situation.
Yeah, he wasn't a serial killer, but he was just, he was kind of messed up in the head.
He was a little off.
He was off, but
synapses weren't firing.
Yeah, but he didn't have bodies under him, though.
No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he only killed one guy. So
only killed one guy.
The hot take on it, he was just so hot for saving the woman with the axe at first, but then he ends up going back with that old man sucking his dick, and he didn't like it.
Mm, didn't like it at all.
Didn't like it at all.
This was post Kimmel.
Post Jimmy Kimmel, right? It was like 2 months later,
mid 2000s ish.
Yeah,
mid to late.
They were thinking maybe like 2007.
Mm-hmm. Man,
what a turn!
What a turn!
Yeah.
Moving on, mm-hmm. as we do so graciously on this show. Osama bin Laden going down. You hear about this new Star Trek? That's right. You can go back there. It's okay. You can go back there. It's all right. Have you heard about this new Star Trek movie?
Movie or the animated series on Netflix?
The movie. It's a movie. Just got announced. Star Trek movie in the works by Andor director.
Not with a pine this time, right?
No, apparently this will take place decades before Kirk and Spock. How you feel about that?
So this is not even Pike then, huh?
Not even Pine or Pike.
Oh. So what's the point then?
I don't know. Yeah. That's why I'm picking your brain, big guy.
I mean, if you have no ties to Kirk or Picard at this point, what's the point?
Well, it's funny because I saw this on Instagram, and the picture that Hollywood Reporter used was a picture of Picard and Data rowing on a raft. And I'm like, why would they even pick that? But I think the only thing that comes to mind was they maybe were trying to bite off that Picard success, because everyone's talking about that Picard. Right. So if you see Star Trek in a picture of Picard, you're more likely to maybe look at the picture, stop and read the post. But yeah, apparently it's decades before, obviously way before Picard, but before Kirk too.
Hmm.
Maybe after Pike, but before Kirk, maybe like a midpoint. And they said it's supposed to expand the Star Trek universe. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that. I would rather see some early on, like Picard stuff at this point, you know?
Like a young Picard.
Yeah, I want to see young Picard. We always see like young Kirk.
Yeah, kind of like what they did with the J.J. Abrams Kirk movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Picard meeting his crew for the first time.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I would like that. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams' company, Bad Robot, is also producing this.
Hmm.
And the director of Andor is attached.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. Like, he knows what he's doing. He did his thing with Andor, so I'm not worried.
I mean, if it's written, just made like that.
Interested in this story. Like, how do you do anything like without a tie to Kirk or Picard?
Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones, though, the producers and the writers from Game of Thrones, they're doing that Netflix show, Three Body Problem.
Mm.
It's about like a alien invasion. I don't know if it's a series or movie.
The same showrunners that did Game of Thrones.
That's what I'm saying. Those guys.
Goyer and...
It's David Benioff and some other guy. Mm. Two other guys. David Goyer was on Game of Thrones, was he?
I thought that was Goyer. No. Goff?
Sure. Michael Goh, who played Alfred.
Michael Goh. Not Michael Goh.
He came back from the dead.
Can't remember those two guys. I can see their faces right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I was sorry. I was thinking about Star Trek, but then I saw those bazongs, and Jesus, man. The kid is so... Sometimes you can see better without the glasses.
She fogs up the glasses. Because look at her face. I mean...
I'm looking.
I mean, is that how a Mother of Dragons should look?
No.
Like I said, I wish you could have seen the full picture. Like, this full lingerie thing that she has on, like, you're only getting half the goods on this. Like, the body.
Oh, there's more underneath.
There's way more underneath.
You can't find me the original. You didn't peruse that long.
No, I have the original, but I couldn't.
You have it saved somewhere.
I had it saved somewhere. Mm. It's the way she looks at you, huh? It's smug look.
She's smiling, she's friendly, and those are just hanging out. I don't know.
Like, is red the only color that works right here? Like, can she do, like, a sky blue or, any other color? Like a violet? It's the red, huh?
She probably
red,
could.
The white hair.
She probably, it's the red and the white, That's what it is. But I wouldn't mind seeing a caramel touch on that, too. Honestly, it's just that body. You could really put anybody in that body. You're absolutely right. It doesn't fucking matter if it's Daenerys or Catwoman. Or even Halle Berry Catwoman. Whew.
Have you seen the prospects for the Supergirl?
I have.
You have?
Let's talk about it.
It looked kind of boring, but I guess,
There's one. That's and we're on brand tonight with Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. That Red Dragon.
Right.
Red Dragon? Jesus, Nick. House of
Dragon. House of Dragon, right.
What girls were in Red Dragon? What's her name? Alcox?
Alcost?
She's the young queen. She played the young queen. And she has that shape to her head alone makes it look like she, I don't know, just dirty. Mm-hmm. Just naughty. Like when she's in with her, I guess, brother.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was an uncle. Yeah,
and they're in the town square, and then they jump into that little nightclub, that little medieval nightclub.
Mm.
She's getting finger banged. Good thing this is going on YouTube, and because there'll be a video of me forever going, and she's getting finger banged.
Mm.
She's not the girl you take home to mom and dad. Is all I'm trying to say.
So you don't want you don't want that Flash Supergirl.
I actually do.
I mean, like a variant of that moving on into this gun universe.
Sometimes I don't know why they didn't just stick with her because I like her a lot.
She was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she overacted at anything. I mean, her role kind of sucked.
Right.
She only got to do so much until, rolling over and over, Zod stabbing her in the ass.
But even if they broke away from her and they went with the CW one, I'd be good with that.
Oh man, nothing can top that. I always thought she was perfect.
Because I always thought, yeah, she embodied that pretty well.
Yeah, I always thought she was perfect for that role.
I mean, whoever they decide on is going to be fine.
I mean, you got somebody right here.
Right there with that Power Girl rack. Just gonna... Speaking of Power Girl racks, how about that Mando movie? Have you heard about this?
I've heard about it.
Movie. Mando and the Grogu.
I've heard about it. Everybody's wondering what will Grogu's first words be.
Fuck and you. Right?
Probably something like that. Everybody's thinking, this is the way.
That'd be nice. But
Way this is. Yeah. He's going to be talking that backwards.
He has to talk backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season 4 is also coming, apparently, though, which is confusing a lot of fans. Everyone's like, wait a minute. Are we just getting the movie or the show?
Where do we go from here? There's pretty much nothing else he can do right now.
There was that beast thing what was it called?
The mascot for Mandalorians.
The Mythosaur.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it was. And it was underwater, and I thought we were going to get more with that thing. I thought that thing was going to come out,
Is that his name, or did you just make that shit up?
I think it's called that, right? The Mythosaur? The Mythosaur?
It just sounds so...
Oh my god, it really is Mythosaur.
He was into it. Okay, Mythosaur.
According to Wikipedia, it really is
Mythosaur. Okay, Mythosaur. Okay.
All right.
I wasn't expecting that.
I don't think I was expecting that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got Mandalore back. You're not dealing with the Jedi no more. So what else can you do?
What else can you do?
And that's what I've been saying about Star Wars, man. Like, you can only do so much outside of the Force until it gets boring. Like, that Andor shit, though. That Andor shit.
That was pretty solid.
That's dope.
That was solid. Because it was a new angle.
Right.
A new style.
Right.
A lot of new characters.
And, you know, they saved up and, you know, you didn't need a Force wielder in there. Like,
right.
I can't remember his name, but, you know, he was able to do that shit in space with that little plane, that little fighter.
I think they fucked up. I think they fucked up with the, like, 1 and 2 were really perfect, and then that weird 2.5 with having him come in during Boba Fett was where it kind of went south, because they just focused on him getting Grogu back in like a real season 3. Boba Fett could have had his own thing.
Yeah,
you know, even though it was cool seeing them all interact, like I didn't like Boba Fett should have just been Boba Fett. You know, I feel like, you know, and that's why people, you know, talking about like fatigue, they're like, we're getting a movie and a show. Just make a solid movie or make a solid 4th season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I guess the other thing he would go off of, I guess, is Thrawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That too.
And I guess they
maybe it's all supposed Ahsoka. To tie together.
Yeah. They'll be working with Ahsoka again.
Yeah. Which is also getting a season 2.
Yeah.
Which you loved Ahsoka.
I liked Ahsoka. Yeah. I like this song.
Yeah.
Because, like, because in the beginning, like I said, when they first introduced Rosario, it's nice to see a real looking older Ahsoka, but, you know, Rosario can only do so much. You know,
she can only do so much.
Like, those fighting movements weren't that fast. So,
no. Yeah. But if we put her in that body,
you know, and forgive me if, you know, if we see Rosario in the future and she happens to pull up this show.
a close friend of mine at Boof81, he messaged me after listening to the last episode. He said, Michelle Pfeiffer is never coming on your show. I had to laugh because I'm like, you're absolutely right. And if we even had a chance in a cold day.
Why wouldn't she come on this show? What have we said about Michelle Pfeiffer? I was talking about Selena Kyle.
Fair enough, but it just happens to be a character that she's closely associated with. For even now, years later, people are like,
"Even now, you still call her Catwoman?"
I mean, what else would
call her? And not what's her name? Diana Vance. What's her name? What's Diana Vance? What's her name? Ant-Man's wife.
Oh!
Janet
Van Dyne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Jana?
It's Janet.
Janet.
Because isn't the daughter? I forgot the daughter's name. I don't know. I think it's Janet. Because Mickey Dougie's like Janet.
All right.
Janet. Because Hope is the daughter.
Yeah.
Hope is the daughter.
There you go. There we go.
There we are, folks.
Sometimes we remember what goes on in MCU.
We can remember what happens to the characters. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I do. Yeah, ever since I was 10 years old, man.
That's how you're going to be for real.
Hey, what happened?
I don't remember.
I thought the microphone was plugged in, but it's not.
I remember. I remember when the Guardians met Thor for the first time, and it was hilarious.
It was so good.
How about that first meeting with Thor?
And that Star-Lord had to mock him. Are you mocking me?
And Star-Lord is saying he's a dude. And then here comes Drax saying, you're a dude.
This is a god man.
It's a man.
It's a god man. And Gamora then, touching his muscles. Like,
and then she came over to touch his muscles and everything. Oh, where is that in the MCU now? Can't get that.
Well, I think it works when you just put people together. And I think the last few phases, we've had nothing but these like origin stories. And they're trying to do it in this show format to make it make us swallow it a little bit better. Like, I think Loki, you get a little bit of that because you get that nice Owen.
Loki got a little bit of that.
And that Loki back and forth, which is nice.
We didn't get none of that in Black Panther. Black Panther was sad.
Yeah. That's,
there was no funny parts in Black Panther.
I mean, they tried a little bit with The Hobbit with Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
Here and there. But yeah, it works when people are just together. Like, that's why I think that Doctor Strange movie worked on some levels, because you had,
yeah,
you had those extra characters popping in, you know, and that's what we do. That's why we come back, because you want to see Rocket hanging out with Thor. You want to see Gamora hanging out with, I don't know, somebody else that's not a Guardian. You know what I mean? We like that. We like everybody. That's why the Infinity War was just something else, man. You saw everybody hanging out and meeting each other, you know? I am Steve Rogers.
Do you believe in this MCU stuff?
What do you mean?
In the MCU.
Oh, the women.
Yeah.
A lot of women.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that Echo for a second. I won't even spoil. Well, you know, fuck it. I'll spoil it because you don't care. You don't really care, right? Are you really going to try to watch this at some point?
No, I do not care.
Will you be miffed if I spoil it for you?
No.
All right. So I didn't even watch the whole series. I kind of did some reading online and read some stuff. I made it about an episode and a half in. I just quit. And it's nothing against the production. It's nothing against the actors. It's nothing even against the way it was made or anything like that. I don't really buy into a lot of the MCU theories. You know, I don't. Mm-hmm. I think it's great that we have more female characters. I really liked the Marvels movie. I thought it was fun. Had a good story. Villain was kind of one-dimensional, but whatever. With Echo, it's just a character I don't care that much about. And I think that's the difference. I think, why do we care about Echo? Like, what's our motivation to care about Echo? She worked really well in the Hawkeye show because she was maybe she was a bad guy, maybe she's not. We don't know enough about her.
Anti-hero.
Yeah, you know, and she works like the way she would work showing up in a Daredevil comic. Like, ooh, who's this chick, you know? And then she shows up. I just didn't see the point. And then Kingpin has been turned into this person with like superpowers. Like, he just can't die. And it's like, I get that he's a big motherfucker. I get that. But he's not a metahuman. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets shot in the head and the eye.
And that's it.
And he lives. You know what I'm saying? He lives.
He gets shot for real?
He gets shot in the eye. Cause remember, Hawkeye ends with her shooting him. The gun goes off. We don't see what happens.
Okay. Well,
the first episode of the series of Echo is like a 45-minute previously on X-Men, where they just give you the whole rundown, dude. And I'm talking, they go all the way back, and they just give us snippets. It's like that's the whole first episode is like
from Daredevil, Hawkeye.
We're getting snippets of Hawkeye as Ronin and all that. We get the Kingpin.
Oh.
We get him waking up in the hospital bed. Spoiler alert: at the end of the show, just fast forward to him on a plane saying he's going to run for mayor, and that's where we leave off, where Kingpin runs for mayor. And I guess he'll either be in the new Daredevil series as mayor or not. But I don't know. I'd like to see Echo show up again. And like, she could go side by side with Daredevil. Things change. It's more like things change.
Quick sidetrack. The delivery when Keaton said, "You're not the mayor." Like, how long did he work in it? In his trailer to deliver that day on set.
Oh man. Oh man. It's good, man.
It's great.
It's just natural. And he does that. Things change.
Things change.
It's great.
Right.
It's great.
Right. And so you're saying Kingpin running for mayor in the next batch of Daredevil.
Yeah. So it's like, it's from a,
he actually looks like Elektra right now though, right?
She does kind of have a little bit of a... She does. Ooh. Can you imagine her as Elektra?
Oh, it'd be perfect. Mm. She'd be a much better Elektra than she was Super Skrull.
Yeah, that Super Skrull was not... that was not...
I mean, is she Super Skrull or was old boy Super Skrull?
I mean...
I think she's Super Skrull.
Yeah. I guess in the MCU for what it is.
Okay.
Super Skrull. Unless I can't remember. Did it fade? Was it like a temporary thing, or does it go away?
I thought she had it for a minute. Forever. Thought she's gonna keep it. Right.
That's not where I was at. That's not where I was at with it. So maybe, I don't know. The MCU.
The MCU.
I don't bump into
it. I see it going that direction. I mean, let's not pretend. I mean, you got the Marvels, you got Scarlet WandaVision, you got this Echo.
I didn't see WandaVision as like a very, even though it was obviously like Wanda's show, I didn't see it as a very like girl power kind of show.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Miss Marvel.
Yeah, that's true. And we also had Moon Knight, and we had She-Hulk.
Yeah, Hawkeye. But what was Hawkeye really? Who was the Hawkeye main person?
Was, Hawkeye was really a Kate Bishop show, or the handing it was, off to it Kate was, Bishop. It was
right, Bishop.
Mouth of Madness. Multiverse of Madness was largely Wanda centered, which is you know. So I guess you could make that argument. And Shuler likes to point out that a lot of the new Marvel stuff, like it's always the female saving the dude, like in Quantumania, and in, I guess even technically in Multiverse of Madness, because America Chavez comes in. But I don't know. I just don't bump into that as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think it didn't. I think the first three tier characters, the big tier characters we were ever introduced to with this whole thing, was Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the difference. I think like we see that and we're like, oh, okay. And now in these newer shows and characters, it's more females than it was before. So that's
right. Because Captain Marvel was the, you know, lack of a better term, the man in the Marvels. She was the main hero, you know?
Right.
I mean, was that a Captain Marvel movie, or was that the Marvel?
I feel like it was still a Captain Marvel movie.
So that's her second movie.
Yes. I mean, it's like her sequel.
Yeah, so like you're saying, you know, you're seeing more of the woman save everybody now.
Mm-hmm. Just like that set of tits right there is saving me.
This will save humanity.
The world could be
saved. What you think it smells like right here?
Oh, underneath?
Yeah, right there.
It depends. What has she been doing?
She's just been standing there.
The whole time.
The whole time. The whole time.
It just smells like that strawberry stripper fragrance.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like that
strawberry stripper.
That fresh spray on. Where it's like fruity, sweet, type 2 diabetes, you know, all of that. You know? And then after a little bit of sweat, you get a little bit of that, almost a little bit of that BO.
Do you need them to be kind of moist, kind of sweaty?
It's nice to have a sweaty tit.
Mm.
You know? What's wrong with it? Nothing.
Oh, nothing's wrong with it. Nothing's wrong.
But wait, Halle Berry says, of course you don't need a cure, because nothing wrong with you.
Mm.
You know, she put some sass on that for Rogue, when Rogue was thinking about getting that cure. She goes, of course you don't need it, because there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, well, she lost. I hate that she lost that accent real fast.
You get it in the first one.
Sometimes
anger and pain, you know?
And then it just goes away.
Second one, and then in the third one, she's got that sass because she was pissed to be in it to begin with.
Because she definitely didn't have it in Future Past.
No, she didn't have it in Future Past. Yeah. There was supposed to be a love interest thing with Wolverine in that movie. They cut a scene out where they kiss. I think I've told you this a million times. Because now I'm getting old, and not only can I not remember shit, I'm like, did you hear about that time with fucking RoboCop? I haven't told you that story before.
Getting repetitive.
I mean, I think so. Tell us, Comic-Consies, are we getting repetitive? Or is it just me? You know, are my slippers really stinking? Mm-hmm. Or do I have some originality left in my body? You know,
I don't know. I mean, looking at your background, who knows?
Look at that background, though. Like, you can't tell me that's not a little enticing when you see it.
Nothing is enticing about ruining a franchise with this show.
You can't imagine another Terminator other than Arnold.
Why would there be?
Why can't there be?
Why would there be?
Why can't there be? I think it's fascinating. Why would he be the only mold? Why would he be the only cybernetic molds on models? Wouldn't they, if these Terminators are so, Skynet is so smart, wouldn't they want to infiltrate by going back in time with different models, kind of like what they did in Rise Against
the Machine. They made a 6 foot tall white man. He can infiltrate anywhere in the world.
They did do the liquid metal. I get it. But what I'm saying is, like, with the other models, like maybe before T-1000 or maybe like shortly thereafter, they do a female robot.
Well, you remember the guy that raided the bunker in Terminator 1? He wasn't Arnold. The one dogs started barking at and Reese had to kill.
God, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. That fascinates me more than just an army of Arnolds. I feel like I like seeing the different models. You know what I mean? Like that's fascinating to me. Like all the different T-800s and the T-1000s and then the forms they decide to take. Like Shirley Manson was a T-1000 in the show from Garbage, the singer from Garbage. At one point, this guy's pissing in a urinal and the urinal turns into her and she kills him. But what I can't get over is, like, at one point she was a urinal that he was pissing on. Hmm. You know, it's like a chrome urinal and she turns into...
It was a chrome urinal.
She might have just been the chrome apparatus on the urinal that turned into... Like, she was different than T-1000. She could...
What is Sarah Connor Chronicles? What? 97?
It's like 2007.
2007?
I feel like, yeah, it was like 2007... And it came on Fox, which of course was its downfall. I wasn't with that.
I was in Smallville.
Right. We talked about this. Yeah. You were in Smallville and I was in Sarah Connor Chronicles. But my point is, like, had they just done this maybe a few years earlier or even perhaps a few years later, like if that shit came out like now, like on Netflix or something like that, it'd be gangbusters.
You think this show would be gangbusters?
I think the reason why Terminator hasn't worked, the new ones, is because they're banking on Arnold. He's too old. There's some fun parts for some of those new ones, like even the Genesis and Dark. Okay. Genesis actually had some cool parts. That opening was pretty badass.
She was in Genesis.
She was. She was. And they were not. They were not in Genesis. But if you did it on Netflix, man, like now, today, come on, man.
Now, today.
You don't think so?
She can't be blonde. She can't be brunette, though. She has to be blonde.
Okay, she has to be blonde and have those tits, and she's a Terminator. Yeah,
right.
And those never get fucked up. You know when, like, the face gets half fucked up? It's like,
No. Those stay there.
Right.
Because who is Cersei in Sarah Connor Chronicles? She is Sarah Connor?
Yeah, she's Sarah Connor.
Oh, okay. And John's still a teenager.
Lena Headey, yeah, and the John is like a junior senior in high school at this point.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. He keeps popping from school to school. Lena even gets a boyfriend at one point, but then leaves him. He's a paramedic. He comes in and out of the show. But he's the guy. You remember the guy who's like, hi. He does those commercials. He's like, hi, I'm Trouble. Who's that guy? He was on fucking Rescue Me. He's the brother. He shows up. He's good time. He's a good time.
And we just go from town to town.
We just go from into town. Adventures. They're on the run and they're getting to adventures. But the best part about it is that, like, there becomes John Connor develops almost like a love interest type relationship with the female T-800. And it's so hot. It's so hot, dude.
You enter the scene at this point.
Dude, okay. I just kept watching and watching.
Because how much older is the T-1000 than John in this? How old is the T-1000?
Should be T-800.
She's a T-800.
She's a T-800. That's what I'm saying. She's a
T-800. Oh, okay. I thought you said she was a T-1000.
No,
I'm not going to watch this show to verify.
Shirley Manson is the T-1000.
Okay.
Shirley Manson is a T-1000 that turns into a urinal and kills a guy. Okay. Mm. Doesn't kill the guy as a urinal. He pisses on her. He pisses all over Shirley Manson. She turns back into her true form, kills the dude. And true story. And Summer Glau plays the T-800.
Okay.
Goes to high school with him. And they pretend to be brother and sister.
Oh, okay. So hence, that's where you enter the scene again. So.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
You and then, want to see some.
There's a point where she goes, I love you, John, right before he has to like shut her down because she goes rogue. Something with her programming goes fucking haywire.
Uh-huh.
She's on a fucking death hunt for him, you know. I'll kill John Connor. And right when he's got the upper hand on her and she's pinned down from some machinery, of course, he's getting ready to fucking take her chip out. And she goes, I love you. And it fucks him up. He becomes basically infatuated with her after that. And Lena Headey's great. She's so great as Sarah Connor. She might even be a better Sarah Connor than you know who. And she goes, it's just a machine, John. She doesn't feel anything. That's not true, Mom. I felt something that day. You know, and you want him, you want them to get together, but you know it can't happen because she's a robot. Look, I'm just saying, it also happened to come on at a time in my
what
life.
What are we looking at? We're looking at what? 2 seasons? 20 episodes?
Two seasons.
Okay.
It's worth a deep dive. What if we watched it together?
Huh?
Huh? I went through Voyager.
You went through Voyager.
I did. For you. All right. I didn't make it all the way through. I went a couple seasons. But Voyager's a lot longer than Sarah Connor Chronicles.
All right. Hence a better show.
Fair enough. Not arguing that. I'm not even arguing that it's a great show.
Actually, you know what? I will. Since you said that, I'll roll with you since you went on Voyager. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'll give it one season. If this shit doesn't get my dick hard the first season, I'm not going, you know.
It's very dated.
Oh, so Voyager was dated.
So you have to get past that. Like, you have to get past the style.
That's no problem with me.
Okay. Keep taking
it could
my
be, I'll let it be my lullaby.
It's a great lullaby.
It is.
I'm going to put it on tonight.
How about that pilot? Should I watch the pilot?
Skip. Watch the pilot because that's when she
watch
says,
the pilot
because that's when she shows up in his high school and she goes, come with me if you want to live.
But does she bring these things?
She brings a little bit of something else. I can't quite place it. Take a look real quick.
She doesn't bring them. She doesn't bring shit.
She doesn't do anything for you.
Hey, that's a good shot of you. It looks like you could be in the movie then. I mean, the show. Oh, yeah.
She doesn't do anything for you, huh?
Oh, her? No, she never did when the show was on for real. It was always about Lena.
I always had a crush on
Lena. Lena.
Lena, Lena, Selena, Selena. Hey, speaking of reunions, were you a big 28 Days Later guy?
I was a fan of 28 Days Later. Not so much 28 Weeks.
Mm-hmm. Although that opening to 28 Weeks still haunts me.
We're looking at 28 years now.
We are. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this is like the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, because you might know more than me, but isn't this the first time we got the fast zombie?
Fast.
Yeah, because even in the, what's his name? God rest his soul. The guy that did the original, George Romero. All the original Dawn of the Dead, whatever, Night of the Dead, Night of the Living, Return of the, they were all slow. That was the thing. None of them were ever fast.
I thought Pitt had the fast zombies.
But that movie came after.
After what?
After 28 Days.
So you're talking about it the in 28 Days.
Yeah, I'm saying 28 Days.
You got
Days,
the first fast zombie.
The original Danny Boyle with Cillian Murphy. I think that's the first time. Because remember, he's in that church.
Right.
The thing sees him and it's like, and it starts running fucking towards him. I remember seeing that and being like, oh shit, it's fast.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. I've never seen a fast zombie.
They call it
zombie
like the rage. What is it? The rage virus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That is terrifying.
A fast zombie.
Yeah.
What always terrifies me is the zombie that could talk.
It's very interesting. I don't think I've ever really.
I thought they had a few in Walking Dead that could talk.
Like how would they talk?
Huh? They how still they had talk? A little bit of their humanity left.
I guess that is creepy.
Right.
Just not terrifying.
No.
Like if I'm zombified and I go, Batman 89. Mm-hmm. You know? That's the only thing.
I'm like, well, what do you know? He can talk.
What if it's just quoting Batman 89, but everything else is fucking dead?
Oh, wait, you don't. I don't know. I guess I'll just keep your torso and keep you on a leash.
You could do that.
There you go.
You could do that. I'm excited. I'm excited to be getting a sequel to that. All these years later.
Because how many years later are we looking at? Because 28 weeks was... What was it? That was like late 2000s? Late 2000s. I mean, like
early,
I think 2003?
Days was like late 90s, early 2000s.
28 days was...
Yeah, and then 98? Weeks was like mid 2000s.
Okay.
So yeah, it makes sense. Same creative team. Yeah, just keep wringing those hands right next to those. Could you cup one? Just cup one. See if you can get one good right there in the. Hey, that's. And that's a show, kids. That's a show. We just wanted to bring you some of the news and some reviews. Echo is worth the trouble. Actually, it's really not worth the trouble.
Not worth the trouble.
Well, in my eyes. What do I know? I've talked to some other people and some other friends that they like it.
I know. I haven't seen a lot of reviews saying that people like what they see so far. They say this is reminds them of what Daredevil brought when he stepped on the scene in Netflix.
It's nice seeing him show up. He shows up in the first episode.
Right. I saw the fight scene a little bit, you know.
It's nice seeing him.
Not the hallway, but it's
not
okay.
The hallway. It's not the hallway.
Not the hallway.
Well, plus they were selling this as being like a big gritty thing, and I think I talked to you about this earlier today. Like they're selling the nitty gritty titty. But then you watch it and you're like, I've seen all this before.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen those before tonight. What is it? Let's just close with this. Let's just break it down right now. Can we just break it down? Can we break it down? Seriously, let's break it down because no one's ever talked about this before.
Nobody?
You might be the first men on the planet to talk about
this. Okay.
What is it about a great set of tits, like a nice set of cleavage like that? Obviously, there's no areola. There's no nipple. She's not nude. But just seeing the cleavage, sometimes the cleavage is more than the actual thing itself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about that? What is it about seeing the mammograms right there that stimulates something in us?
Is it the valley?
It might be the valley.
Is it the valley? And the fact that they are, you know, sitting up.
I have to wonder, you know what I mean? I have to wonder.
And what if?
What if?
Mm-hmm. If you could virtuosity her, would you?
Yes, absolutely.
Parker Barnes!
If I could weird science her.
Oh, let's talk. So how would you want to bring her to life?
I would
virtuosity make... style, weird science style.
I would
Matrix style.
I'm going to fuck you up a little bit. I'd probably bring her in weird science style.
You She'd want to have panties on top of your head.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. And then she would come in. You and I would be next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Panties on our head. She'd come in there. And
with the same outfit that...
Would she be Amelia Clark or would she just be like that body with like...
She has to be Amelia Clark for me. Okay. Look at that face. It's nice. Look at that face.
Yeah, and then we would just go to town.
Yeah. Did they fuck her?
They never did.
Are we sure?
I'm positive. Because she was going to at first.
She was.
They were so nervous. They were terrified. And she just became their best pal.
I think she jerked them off in the shower.
She might have. Still a good time.
That weird science.
I mean, you're in high school and Kelly LeBrock is in your shower.
Right.
That accent.
Those lips.
Chips, yeah. Whips, dips. He ain't even got a license, Lisa. He ain't even got a license.
Because what else was she good for?
On the telephone. I don't know what else she was really.
It wasn't good for nothing else. She just found, she found them a good time.
Oh, you mean her, the character? Yeah, I was gonna say the actress. I don't know what else she was from. Like, she was an actress or a model.
I think she no, she was a model.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a model.
She did a pretty good acting job in that movie.
Yeah,
it was pretty spot on.
I mean, she went on to be like a good be a good actress.
Yeah. I liked it. Was platonic in the sense that they stayed friends and it was nice. And they both got their girls.
You like that they stayed friends?
Yeah, I do. I kind of like that they kind of hung out, you know, because they created her. You know, it could have gotten weird at the end and it didn't.
They can get weird with me.
I didn't mean like that. I just meant like it could have gotten weird with the whole like we created you, you know. Like, what if her skin started melting because they didn't do something right? You know, what if it went into a fucking Cronenbergian, like, fucking fly type shit? Where they created her and she's beautiful at first, but then by the end of the movie, she's like, you know.
I don't know. I think I would just get power hungry or somebody like that. Like, I am your creator. Kneel before Zod. Because she can't get pregnant. She can't get, she doesn't have any diseases. I created that.
You created all that.
Right.
They did it out of magazine, what, magazine clippings? And
magazine clippings, just off the top of the head.
A couple of floppy disks.
Yeah, but we got the template right here.
You got the template right there. You got that 2.0. I think I just wheezed mid-speak. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Takes my breath away.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely not going to peruse anything else tonight. I'm going to just go right to Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Let's go right for it. I'm going for it myself.
Okay. Well, if we said anything on this show that made you ponder your existence, question your morality or mortality, or in other words, just made you wonder, where do milky white breasts come from as James lays his head on there to go to sleep? Just remember, at the end of the day, it is just fiction, right, James?
For England, James.
For England, James.
Closing time, James.